Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is All Due Respect. This is the segment in which we discuss stupid people doing stupid things. Clint, you, I don't know if you've done an All Due Respect. I know you've co-hosted with us before, so you've probably done an All Due. Would you like me to go first, or would you like to lead off?
Absolutely, man. You take it. I'll follow suit. Go ahead,
okay,
man.
Okay, sounds good. Well, this is a story from Muhlenberg County, Kentucky. You ever been to Muhlenberg County,
Kentucky?
I've not.
I've been to Kentucky, and I've been to a couple of locations that are mentioned.
In this story?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Well, the headline reads, 60 pounds of meth found after Muhlenberg County traffic stop. Yeah. That's a traffic stop in Muhlenberg County, Kentucky, led to the arrest of two men and the discovery of nearly 60 pounds of meth. Now, this is one of the things, I'm not a druggie by any means, and this is always one of the things that I have the hardest time with, is how much is a lot of certain drugs? You know what I mean? Like,
where do you draw the line? Right?
Well, and just for example, like weed, like you hear someone go, he had a pound of weed with him, and you go, well, that's a pound. It doesn't sound like much. A pound of weed is a ton of weed. Like, that's a lot of, it's not literally a ton of weed, obviously. But that's a lot of weed.
Got it.
But it doesn't sound like much.
Sure.
You know, cocaine is kind of the same thing. You know, he had like 2 kilos with him. It's like, okay, you know. Or if I heard someone say he had 2 pounds of cocaine, I'd be like, all right, well, that's, you know, I had 3 pounds of cantaloupes at the grocery store. I'll finish those in like a day.
Cantaloupes and cocaine. I get it.
Yeah, meth is kind of like that for me, too. Is 60 pounds of meth sounds like a lot of meth, I guess. I watch Breaking Bad from beginning to end. And they never really kind of got into what the measurements were. I feel like 60 pounds of meth is a lot of broken blue glass.
It'd be hard to hide now.
Yes. Yes, it would. A release from the Pennyryle Narcotics Task Force says that two men, both from Hopkinsville, were stopped in Graham, Kentucky on Tuesday afternoon. The release says a canine alerted authorities to drugs being in their vehicle and over 200 grams of meth, along with thousands in cash. Now, that I know is a lot.
Right.
I speak fluent money. They were found. The task force was then able to get a search warrant for the home of one of the two men. Castile is his last name, in Hopkinsville, where they found more drugs, as well as information about a storage unit in his name in Clarksville, Tennessee. When authorities went to the unit, you can guess what they found. 58 pounds of meth, thousands more in cash. These two guys are basically like Walter White and Jesse Pinkman of Kentucky. Officers recovered approximately 60 pounds in all. The funniest part of this story is the two men's names who were involved. 45-year-old James Castile. Okay, not very funny. In a story about 60 pounds of meth. The other man's name is 46-year-old Stan Crunk.
Oh, Stan.
And he is no doubt Crunk. Castile and Crunk are being held in the Muhlenberg County Detention Center on meth trafficking charges. The paper are told more charges will be filed against Castile. All due respect, a dude named Crunk selling meth is a pretty nice piece of appropriate irony right there.
Great,
I would say.
Great fit. Hey, I've been to Hopkinsville, too. That's no Houston. So 60
in what
pounds
way?
in size. In any way,
running
actually.
Water?
That is a lot of meth.
It's a lot of meth.
Anywhere, really, but in Hopkinsville, Mr. Crunk was doing work now.
That's true. I feel like 60 pounds of meth would get used up in Houston in like 15 minutes.
You can spread it out pretty quick, I would think. That's tough in Hopkinsville.
Yeah, I feel like it would get you through a month in Hopkinsville.
Right,
Yeah. Stan Crunk, pretty good last name. The most perfect last name of any person for the job that they had was linebacker Michael Stonebreaker of Notre Dame back in the day.
Fair enough.
That's pretty good.
Mr. Crunk will run a strong second.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right, which story did you choose?
This one's out of Memphis. This is a terrible dating story.
We are just pounding that Smoky Mountain region in these stories today.
Oh, man, I don't know what's going on up there. Maybe this old boy got a hold of some of that Mr. Crunk juice, right?
It could be. Okay, lay it on me here. What do you got?
So my man asked a gal out on a date, and the gal says that he shows up. I don't know how he shows up with no vehicle. It doesn't say. I don't know if he rode a bike there. He took the bus. However, he shows up with no car. So they take her car.
Okay.
And on the way, on the way,
he could have Ubered.
I guess he could have Ubered. Yeah. Could have taxied, old school, right?
Yeah,
Everybody forgets about the old yellow taxi. But anyway, regardless how he got there, they ended up taking her car.
Okay.
And he asked her politely, "Do you mind?" She's on the way to dinner, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, "Do you mind stopping at a gas station? I'd like to have a cigar on the way to." On the way to the date.
Old school gas station cigar.
Old school. Yeah, they use the word cigar lightly here. They didn't go into detail.
They didn't? Okay, because a guy who's using his date's car and going to a gas station to get the cigar, it ain't like going to a place with a humidor. You know what I'm saying? I'm guessing those cigars are probably on a rack next to some condoms and some 5-hour energy.
They're wrapped in plastic, not a box, I guarantee.
With a little
that.
White tip that you put your mouth on. Continue, my friend.
So my man, his name is Kelton Griffin, to go ahead and put it out there. She's driving a Volvo. He's riding with her on the way to the date. Stop at the gas station. He asks old girl to go in and get the cigar. So he shows up with no car. Number two, he asks her, "This must be a good looking fella, right?" There must be this old boy's good looking, or he's got something
he's
good going
well
on.
He's well endowed.
Right. Needless to say, she goes in the gas station. While she's inside, my man Kelton jumps over in the driver's seat, steals her car. He steals the gal's car. She comes out, car's gone, so is her date. So she calls her mom, right?
Yeah,
her mom picks her up. They got a GPS somehow on this car.
Oh, okay.
This gal must
I wonder
have,
if she left her phone in the car, because you could track where the car is if, like, she accidentally. No, she must have had her phone if she called her mom. So there's a GPS in the car. Yeah, I guess the cars have a GPS.
Well, let's
system.
Be honest. If you're taking some old boy out in your car, you're stopping to get his cigars. You might be the kind that would keep a GPS on your car.
Yeah,
so,
true.
They follow the signal to a drive-in theater, and the gal and her mom pull in, and they find her car.
Yeah.
And the guy, and get this, here's the kicker. Old boy is in her car with her god sister on a date.
Wow, this is the first ever cheating with a god sister story that I've heard.
Yes. I imagine there's not very many of them floating around. So Kelton Griffin, he gets busted, he steals the car, takes the god sister out to the drive-in movie. Who nowadays goes into the drive-in theater?
Look, Clint, let me tell you. I'll tell you who goes. Me and my girlfriend go, like, probably once a year.
Really?
There's a great drive-in movie. At least we haven't, I shouldn't say once a year. We haven't been in a couple years. I think it's still there. There's a great drive-in out in Hockley.
Okay.
Out on the northwest side, like way out on the northwest side. It's called, like, Hollywood Drive-In or something.
Sure.
I like the drive-in movie because it's usually a double feature. So you have the choice of staying for two movies.
Sure.
It's kind of old school. You're eating in your car, watch the movie. Sometimes it's fun to make out at a movie and pretend you're in Greece.
Right,
you know,
right.
Like,
we actually passed.
Put on some 50s music, a little Frankie Avalon and some Frankie Valli, and make out at a movie.
Well, I was actually traveling with my girlfriend and her family recently, and we passed one, and she's like, "Who goes to the drive-in movie that doesn't have a pickup truck?" I said, whoa, stop right there.
I don't have a pickup truck.
Neither one of us have been there together, so I don't want to hear about your drive-in movie pickup truck stories in your past.
I love that was what you read into that story.
Yeah,
whatever guy she's dated that's had pickup trucks, she's... I don't want to go any further with that. You're going to reach across and punch me in the face.
Hey, at 40, brother, that's the least of my worries. But anyway, my man Griffin, he stole the rig, took out the god sister. They ended up, the mom and daughter ended up calling the police.
Yeah.
Police show up. Griffin is arrested on the spot at the drive-in movie with the god sister. They don't continue to tell me how the family dealt with this situation.
internally,
however... it didn't work out for my man Kelton Griffin.
No.
Hey, hell of an effort, though.
So I'm trying to think. God sister means that, I guess, it means that her...
Godmother's daughter, right?
Yeah, I guess that's what it would be. God sister, right. Like, the girl who was with Kelton, you know, the cheater...
Yep.
Is the daughter of whoever... Pugh's godmother is.
Absolutely.
So that means they're like close family friends.
Right.
It's going to be really awkward.
Now you're getting to the meat of this issue, right? Is does the god sister actually have a more than just coincidence in this situation?
Yeah. Does the god sister have a moral obligation to keep her hands off the boyfriend? I think you have a moral obligation to keep the hands off anybody's boyfriend.
Sure.
But is it even more acute that it's the god sister?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that she broke whatever obligation she had.
She probably did. I think it's a fair assumption. I think it is.
I mean, we can beat up old Kelton if we want to, but the god sister's definitely guilty of something.
This would be great if it showed up on Cheaters. Do you watch Live PD?
I do. I am a big Live PD Cops back in the day.
Yeah.
I'm big Investigative Discovery guy right now. Yeah. So
yeah, I feel like we need, like, Cheaters was really good. But it was always all about, like, just one couple
side
the whole
it,
show. Yeah, like, it was a 30-minute show, for those who hadn't seen it. And it was typically just one relationship that they kind of vetted out over the course of a half hour. I feel like a live PD version of Cheaters would be great. Like, let's go to Greene County right now, where it appears that, you know, Tatiana Pugh has found out what's going on with her god sister in Kelton Griffin.
Yeah, she's been caught in the back of a pickup truck at a drive-in
theater. Like going, like bumping around the country to see all the cheaters get caught. It would be a little bit difficult just because of the spontaneity of it. But I'm a huge Life PD fan.
Yeah,
we watch
it all. I am as well.
Yeah, I know my voice cracked, P-Mac. I'm sorry, God, P-Mac. You are a tough audience, my man. Hey, let's. Typically, one of the things we do in this segment, Clint, is we tell stories about the state of Florida.
Okay. Last time I did this segment with you, there was definitely a Florida story in there.
And you got to hear the Deliverance banjos.
There you go.
Okay, okay. Well, we've got another Florida story. I can't decide whether or not to show you the picture of the woman involved in this story before or after this story. I think I'm going to wait till after. And I'm going to let you paint the picture in your mind of what this woman might look like. An unemployed Ocklawaha woman was arrested Monday on domestic battery charges despite the alleged victim refusing to speak with law enforcement. Now, this would be fun on Live PD. Marion County deputies were dispatched to a home at noon Sunday after a woman called to report a violent altercation. She said she watched 27-year-old Abigail Marie Kerwood get upset at a man after he broke a vase. The woman said Kerwood hit the man with a broom several times, then threw his bicycle down on the driveway and ran over it with her car, a sheriff's office report states. The deputy noted in his report that a bicycle in the front yard near the driveway had a bent rim, consistent with being run over with a vehicle. The alleged victim told the deputy he didn't want to speak with him and he didn't want to incriminate anyone. This is like the opposite of what we see sometimes in society. Like, usually it's, you have a male who's sort of an aggressor, and the woman has kind of this, you know, that syndrome that they talk about. And no, I don't want to turn him in. This is the opposite. Like, the dude doesn't want to turn the woman in. He said he didn't need medical attention. The deputy noted he didn't see any obvious injuries on the man. On Monday, a deputy made contact with Kerwood, the woman who did the running over and the beating with the broom, at her home. After she was read her Miranda rights and agreed that she understood them, Kerwood denied hitting the man with a broom. She also said the witness was lying, quote, because she's crazy. So it was a witness who originally turned in this woman because she watched this whole thing go down. Kerwood was eventually transported to the Marion County Jail and held on $500 bond. She's due to appear in court next month. My question to you, Clint, is if a guy is trying to protect a woman in a situation like this who beat him with a broom and ran over his bike, on an attractiveness level, we know she's bat bleep crazy, but just from an attractiveness standpoint, on a scale of 1 to 10, how attractive would you picture a woman being that a guy would protect in a situation like this?
She's got to be a 9, 10,
pretty
11,
attractive,
somewhere.
Right?
Yeah, she's got to be really attractive. She's got to be up there now.
Are you ready?
It's the only way I'm putting up with that level of crazy.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Got this. Golly, she's Mr. Crunk's number one client.
She's got, I don't know if it's the angle that the mugshot's being taken from.
No.
But it looks like it looks like 90% of her head resides from the eyes up.
Yeah.
She's got this gigantic kazoo head. Did you ever watch the Flintstones back in the day?
Yes,
remember Kazoo, that little
yes.
Martian that would show up and he had a gigantic head?
Yes.
She looks like Kazoo, with long, greasy hair.
She got beat with the ugly stick, my man.
She did. She was on the ugly tree and hit every branch on the way down.
Spent too much time with Mr. Crunk, too.
Yeah. I'll tweet out this picture so that the audience can consume this. Consume at your own risk, I would say. But all due respect, if you're going to protect a woman in a situation like this, she needs to she needs to look human.
Yeah.
Yeah. She looks like an animated character.
She needs to look human.
She doesn't. She looks like she would be a character on Beavis and Butthead.
That's a cartoon. No, no, Beavis and Butthead would be a good one.
Be a good place to put her.
She got a little butthead in her for sure.
All right.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.